Nathan Zagura with your FanDuel Fantasy Minute for week number 16. All right. Maybe you're still in the fantasy playoffs. Maybe you're out, but you can always play at FanDuel where you can play, watch, and win all in one day. Quarterback, let's go with Matt Stafford. Now, he hasn't had a huge game over the last month, but he's a good value against the Bengals, who have allowed four straight top 12 finishes for quarterbacks. Now, Stafford's yardage has been solid the last 3 weeks as he's thrown for 910 yards, but has only four touchdowns during that span. The good news is that quarterbacks have multiple scores in each of the last two against the Bengals and three of the last four. At running back, Ezekiel Elliott is back, and I'm going to go ahead and roll the dice on him. Before he left, Zeke rushed for 406 yards and five touchdowns, while adding another 92 receiving with a touchdown. Now, Seattle's allowed back-to-back 100-yard rushing efforts with a touchdown from the opposing primary back, and they've given up 403 yards rushing and five total touchdowns to backs in the last 2 weeks alone. At wide receiver, I like Juju Smith-Schuster against the Texans with Antonio Brown out. Look for Juju to carry the Steelers' passing attack. He has 100 yards or a touchdown in four of the last six games, coming off of a six-catch, 114-yard effort against the Pats. Now, the Texans have allowed a 100-yard receiver in each of the last 2 weeks and three total wide receiver scores during that span. And if you need a Brown, I'm going to stick with Flash Gordon. Now, his yardages have decreased each of the last three games, but a wide receiver has scored in five of the last six against the Bears with six total scores. So don't look for a lot of yardage. After all, they have not allowed a 100-yard receiver this season, not named Antonio Brown. Gordon should be a good bet to get back into the end zone against the Bears. That's your FanDuel Fantasy Minute for Week 16. Play, watch, and win all in one day at FanDuel.